Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at WPFpod@gmail.com. Again, that's WPFpod@gmail.com.
I'd like to say thanks to Chunky for helping Turnbuckle Trash grow.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chunky Larry and MSR from geeksoftheindustry.com. We're a part of their podcast network now, and we do appreciate that a lot, guys. And they've got all kinds of different podcasts on Geeks of the Industry, including wrestling, horror movies, gaming, all kinds of things. So thanks very much for allowing us to be part of geeksoftheindustry.com. So. Well, let's talk about some news, one that happened right before we started broadcasting today. We have a new champion in UCW Zero, which is an independent promotion out of Salt Lake City. He's been on the podcast with us. Andrew Sowell is now the UCW champ, won it last night.
Did Crown Burger sponsor him?
Of course it did. You know, he loves his cheeseburgers now. So I sent him a message that he needed extra cheese on his burgers from now on. Too cheesy. Andrew, who does everything so well, congratulations, man. That's a big honor for you. He's still teaming with Tom Chad.
Whoa.
They're still going to be a tag team. They're great friends, too. So we appreciate all the kind things they've said to us in the past and done for us in the past.
Yeah. They got a show coming up on the 9th of September.
Yes.
So
yeah, and then there's also one in October. That's the one I'm hoping to go for.
Cool.
In October. I don't think I can go on September the 9th, but in October is looking good. So we'll try to get down there and see that happen there. So let's talk a little bit more about some of the news and stuff that's going on in some of the other promotions and just news in general about some of our favorite wrestlers. Cena's returned to the Raw brand. He's taking on like Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe, possibly Braun Strowman. Cena says he's not a part-timer. He's an all-timer.
Whatever.
He's
going part-time.
Yeah, he's going. His film career is taking off. Screen Rat reports he's going to be part of a new Knight Rider movie, taking over David Hasselhoff's role in Knight Rider.
Well, you know, dude, when he did 12 Rounds...
He was good.
That was actually a pretty good movie, and he did a pretty good job.
I thought so, too. I liked that movie a lot, so...
I thought that he kind of made himself look stupid in Trainwreck, because that movie was a train wreck.
That's what I heard. I had no desire to see that movie. As much as... And I've grown to respect John so much over the last 6 months to a year. Did you see the video footage of his fans talking about how John Cena's never give up mantra has affected them in their lives?
Oh, cool.
There's a video, we put it on our Facebook page, where they set it up where John's sitting there and he's reading letters from these fans, you know, saying they've had tragedies in their lives, sickness in their lives, and how seeing him and always, you know, when he was doing the stuff for the kids and stuff, saying never give up, you know, just keep doing your best and trying. And these people took that to heart and have changed their lives a little bit. And and then at the end of the video, all these people come out that had written these letters. John had no idea what was going on. And, man, he was just you could see he was emotionally touched by it. So my respect for John has grown over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, dude, there's no doubt about it. He is the all-time Make-A-Wish giver from the Make-A-Wish founder.
Unreal. And he doesn't want publicity for it.
Yeah.
They say that probably less than one-tenth of all the Make-The-Wishes he does ever gets any kind of publicity. Wow. So way to go, John. Thank you very much for what you're doing. We do have some sad news to report for the lady wrestler Dana Brooke. Her boyfriend, a bodybuilder named Dallas McCarver, died. She said he was the best individual she had ever met. So Dana, who is kind of that midline star right now in the women's division, she's got to be just tore up over this. So,
that's sad.
Yeah. Do you ever watch American Ninja Warrior?
I love that show.
I love that show. You know who Casey Catanzaro is?
No, but I think you posted about her on your Facebook page, didn't you?
Yeah. Casey has announced she's going to retire from Ninja Warrior competition. Now, she was the first woman to climb that 14-foot warped wall that they do. She was the very first one to ever do it. She's only like 5 foot tall. Very tiny young lady. But she is retiring to move to Orlando, Florida.
Oh, geez. She's going to NXT.
She's going to train at Full Sail University. And Triple H was quoted as saying when they were giving her the tryouts, trying to see if she was athletic enough and whether she could take bumps, she did some bumps better than people that had been there for 6 to 8 months.
Wow,
so,
good for her.
Very athletic. She's she's adorable. She's just cute as a bug. She says she will never become a heel, but Triple H says, yeah, she might become a heel. So that would be kind of good. So be expecting her possibly in a year or so on NXT, because these guys got to train for a while before they get onto TV. They got to know what they're doing. So, Bradshaw Lakefield, JBL, he's leaving SmackDown.
You know, why didn't he just come right out and say that the WWE is pissed at him for bullying Mauro Ranallo, and so he's going to take a break for a while?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, just be straight up. Come on.
You know what? When I read that he was leaving and he was going to be concentrating on his charity work more, I kept on saying, I wonder how much pressure he got because of the Mario thing and then all the other stuff that's come out in the past about him being a little bit of a bully.
Is Mauro Ranallo back, though? I heard he's back on NXT.
He's doing NXT.
That's a good reason to watch NXT right there.
He was awesome.
He's so good.
So, JBL is going to be taking leave from his SmackDown duties. He'll still say he'll do certain events. He'll still come back for that. It's not that he's leaving WWE altogether, which most of the competitors, you know, especially the Legends, they don't leave. They get onto a Legends contract and they just do other things. So, and I can't believe his show didn't have more. That interview with JBL that he did with all these old timers, I just love that on the WWE Network. So that's cool. Now, Hurricane Harvey, it did affect one wrestler very much. Booker T is from Houston.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He and his brother, both from Houston. Monday Night Raw, which was in Memphis last weekend, on Monday Night Raw, he was supposed to be there, but he stayed with his family. No word on any kind of damage that he had. But Houston, there was, because in my job on the radio station, I actually talked to a couple of people that I know that live in the Houston area. They said the devastation was incredible.
Oh.
Some areas up to 50 inches of rain during that huge storm. And we've seen
how much we get the entire winter.
Yes. It was an unreal amount of rain in just a short time. So we hope, and we know that if at least, last count I heard, 39 people were dead from Hurricane Harvey. But the WWE immediately put together a PSA and put it on both SmackDown, put it on Raw, and I'm sure on all their programming that week for relief for the victims of Hurricane Harvey. Then Harvey went into Louisiana, then went up into Tennessee, the remnants of Harvey. A lot of people forget that these tropical storms, when they hit as a hurricane, the remnants continue on to the East Coast or up into the Midwest.
Yeah, they follow the jet stream up there. Yeah.
And Nashville had lots of flooding. Again, Nashville, Tennessee. I have relatives that live in West Tennessee. That's originally where I'm from, that were showing damage. A friend of mine posted that his above-ground swimming pool had a tree fall right in the middle of it because of Harvey. So a very serious situation in the WWE. Once again, when it comes to serious stuff, they do it so well. They do it. Their people were encouraging people to make donations. Lawler had one of the great lines of the night. Remember, Jerry Lawler taking over for Booker T.
Ooh.
I don't know if you saw Monday Night Raw from last week.
Yet.
They had a battle royal for the number one contendership for the Miz's IC title.
Ooh.
So they had all these competitors in there, and one of the competitors was The Big Show. So The Big Show comes out. He shaved off his beard. You know, he's lost like 100 pounds, and he's bald-headed, but he's still just a huge, imposing man. Lawler says this about The Big Show. He says, if The Big Show asks you to pull his finger, don't.
He's got a point there. It would probably blast me to Houston.
Come here and blow my finger. I loved it.
What an interesting turn, though, on that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Jeff Hardy won the battle royal, And now he's going against The Miz on Monday night. That'll be on the 4th of September, Labor Day. Now, Chris Evans just put on Facebook page, our Facebook page, that he's calling it. He says Matt will turn on Jeff, and this will be part of the broken gimmick. What do you think about that?
I don't know. Did they get permission? Or did they?
In the courts. I think they're just going to kind of change up the wording a little bit. Just have him like he's going crazy or something. You know, every once in a while they'll do the delete. You'll see them do the delete thing, and the crowd will start doing the delete. So we talked a little bit about Big Cass. He legitimately blew out his knee, had to have surgery. He's out for several months. That's part of the reason Enzo is now with the 205 Live. So, Lucha Underground. Now, you haven't watched season 3 yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
You're still on season 2?
It's on Netflix.
Yeah. When you get into season 3, when they put that out, they're going to have something called the Cueto Cup. Dario Cueto, the owner, promoter.
Yeah.
And he has it's a tournament. And I wish they would do more of this kind of stuff in WWE. Do a tournament, and the winner gets to go against the current champion, which happens to be John Morrison, Johnny Mundo, or now Johnny Impact, whatever you want to call him. But anyway, they had a great match with Pentagon Dark against Prince Puma. The match itself was a little bit on the average size, but Prince Puma did win. So now in Ultima Lucha 3, Puma is going to be taking on Johnny. Let's see. They call him Johnny Mundo in Lucha Underground. And because Johnny Mundo defended against Rey Mysterio the week before. So, and Dominic, do you remember Dominic Mysterio's son when they did that bit with Eddie Guerrero in the WWE?
You were telling me, you've talked about it before. I can't place it off the top of my head.
Yeah, Eddie Guerrero was the heel at the time, and he was basically wanting to have Dominic be his son. Well, Dominic shows up in Lucha Underground. He's like 6'2".
Whoa.
He's huge. He's a big boy. And he gets involved and don't know whether he's going to be wrestling or be part of Lucha Underground in the future. But don't even know if Rey's going to be part of Lucha in the future because reportedly he's getting ready to sign with Impact.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But anyway, if you get to watch the Ultima Lucha 3...
Mm-hmm.
They said it's going to be 4 hours. I think they're going to do it over 1 hour a week for four weeks. It should be incredible. And our man, Marty the Moth, is going to be part of it.
Good for him.
Good for him. They've got a storyline here. And Marty plays a really creepy character.
Yeah, he's just like psycho, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really psycho. And the crowd at Lucha Underground, when he was introduced at the last time I was watching it, the last show, they started chanting "creepy bastard."
It's so funny to see him on camera and then to meet him in real life.
he's one of the great guys, and he is so. And we talked about kayfabe with him one time, and he said it's kind of hard to be a heel right now because people know that he's not really that way. So, but anyway, the crowd was into it. A very bloody match with a competitor. And I can't remember his name, but they're setting up a mask versus hair match with Phoenix. I don't know if you know who Phoenix is.
Yeah, I know who Phoenix
is. Okay, Phoenix is.
Yeah.
Phoenix is having a fling with Melissa Manchez. The ring announcer. And Marty kind of likes Melissa a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? But this guy with the mask, Marty beat him to a pulp. Blood everywhere. I mean, blood was spewing out of his head. And so... Phoenix comes in and challenges them to a mask versus hair match, and Marty starts just grabbing his hair and he really plays that really creepy character so well. And Martin, I can't wait to see what you do with it. Marty, if you're listening to this, I want a lunchbox. He's got a yellow lunchbox that he carries sandwiches into the ring, and I want that lunchbox. So great stuff. Lucha Underground. A lot of rumors whether it's coming back for season 4. I sure hope so. If it's not coming back to El Rey, somebody else, pick it up. Great show. Gets great publicity and is so popular with the Hispanic population and just wrestling fans in general. I think they're kind of filling that void that ECW had. You know, there's very little hardcore wrestling on TV anymore, and Lucha is getting pretty hardcore.
Well, yeah, I don't Lucha mind it.
Yeah, you not at all. So, I absolutely love that. Then we got to send our condolences out to a couple of our friends of the program, Super D and Jagger Lane. A man named Steve Gatorwolf passed away. He did wrestle mainly as a jobber in the WWE. There's, you can see him wrestle against Randy Savage on YouTube. He passed away. He did train some of the wrestlers like Super D and Jagger Lane four times. So our condolences to them. He did pass away recently.
Last time I went down to a war event, and Jagger Lane was there. He's hit the gym hard.
He is bulked up,
dude.
Man.
His pecs were the size of my head. I talked to him. I was like, dude, you're looking pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Like, you freaking bulked up. He says, yeah, he's been hitting the gym really hard. So. Yeah.
And he got to do a performance. He was wrestling with Juventud Guerrero recently. Juventud?
Yeah. His in-ring gear is pretty cool, too. It kind of looks like Macho Man. He's got the fringe and the... Yeah, it's cool.
I saw him wrestle for the first time several years ago at Comic-Con. And speaking of Comic-Con, no real big wrestling name is coming, although... And that makes me upset. And I'm not going to be on a panel this year. But they are going to have a panel all about GLOW.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Charity, I'm trying to remember Charity's last name, but she's with Sweetie Pie Podcast. She's going to kind of head up this thing. So I'm hoping to be able to, when I go down, I'm going to try to get an interview with her about GLOW. Because she's a big wrestling fan. She just became a wrestling fan within the last 2 years. And I want to talk to her about GLOW and what her impressions are.
I'm sure you don't have Netflix, right?
I do not have Netflix.
That's pretty funny. I did make it through GLOW, and the first couple episodes where I was like, what in the world is this?
Train wreck?
And then it did slowly get better, you know. Of course, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Was it funny?
There was some pretty funny parts in it.
It was not necessarily... Family friendly?
Oh, no.
Well, neither was the show itself, but be interesting. You know, maybe if I can watch it in the future, I'll give it a shot. But Charity, we are going to try to effort getting her a little interview about GLOW, and I'll go to her panel discussion about it too. So that'll be kind of fun. So, did you hear the situation with Alberto Albatron and Impact Wrestling?
I don't know. Well, he after that deal at the airport or whatever, didn't they? Did they let him go, or did they ask him to?
Take some time off, I think it was a mutual agreement that he would give up the belt. There were no charges filed, but a strange situation. And I just hope that it was blown out of proportion for Alberto and Paige's fault. You know,
Paige says they were yelling at each other or something, weren't they?
Yeah, Paige says she was the aggressor. But Paige's brother has said some things about Alberto that I don't want to repeat because it's just rumor at this point. But I'm hoping, because I have no inclination for anything violence against women. That's one of my problems with Lucha Underground is the mixed matches. I don't like them. Mm-hmm. I understand why they're doing them, and they do them well. But I don't like violence against women, men on women violence. I just don't like
it. You know, Alberto Del Rio was... pretty good when he, you know, with his ring announcer and stuff, but he sure has taken a turn for the worse, hasn't he?
Yeah, his career has just gone nowhere recently.
He blames the WWE because they promised him, you know, he says they promised him all this stuff when he came back. And it's like, dude, do you realize you're talking smack about the biggest company, one of the biggest companies out there? Good luck ever getting hired back on there, you moron.
Yeah. So I don't know what he's going to be doing. I wish him the best. I'm sure he'll still be a big star in AAA or some of the other promotions around. Maybe he could go to Japan, do all, you know, the New Japan wrestling. By the way, we have a correspondent for New Japan now.
Oh.
It's going to be Chris. Chris on the Mat's going to be talking a lot about New Japan wrestling.
I didn't know he liked that.
He's been watching it recently. He says he loves it. So. Yeah, so he's going to be talking about New Japan, and I'm going to try to watch a little bit of if I possibly
can. Where can you watch it at, even?
I think you can pick up some stuff on YouTube.
Oh.
But I don't know how. I don't know. I just never watch it. They have a streaming service like most of the promotions do now. So, but Impact now has a new champion. They had a gauntlet match after Alberto relinquish the title, and one of my favorites wins it.
Eli Drake.
Eli Drake. Yeah, you like him. I love Eli Drake, the namer of dummies.
Guess what, dummy? Global champion Eli Drake.
He just, I just like his stick. I like his ring work. I like his mic work. Congratulations. But in that gauntlet match, their special attraction that nobody knew was supposed to be there, Johnny Mundo, who now in Impact is called Johnny Impact.
How stupid.
I don't like that name. Just bring him in as John Morrison, Johnny Mundo, Johnny Impact. Give me a break. You know, I don't like it. But John is an excellent, excellent wrestler.
He sure has picked up his game since he left the WWE. Hasn't
man,
he
has. He is so much fun
even,
to watch.
Even watching that first season of Lucha Underground, he has improved, I mean, hand over fist.
Yeah.
Some of the, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's never been a slouch. I'm just saying he has drastically improved.
And he's getting roles in Hollywood now as an actor. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a good-looking guy. He got engaged. His fiancée is going to be wrestling also. She's in Lucha Underground, but she's also going to be wrestling in TNA. And not TNA, Impact. And she's going to make her debut. If it not wasn't last weekend, it'll be this week. So
it'll always be TNA.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah. And I don't know if did we talk about that last time with Jim Cornette being involved now with
But somebody forgot to press record on the.
Oh, you brought you remember that once again. My apologies. It just didn't. I don't know what when I saved it. That's what it was. It didn't save right. I saved it.
Sure. You can just admit, Dave, that you wanted to just do it all yourself.
I wanted to do it. I wanted all the glory for.
Yeah,
me.
Since there's so much glory in Turnbuckle Trash and our huge sponsors.
Yeah, and there are five people that are listening. Thank you very much for giving me the glory, and you can send money. Yeah, everybody listening to us is broke, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, I felt horrible about
after,
that.
After I just had that passionate Roman Reigns, and you were like, jaw-dropping, and it didn't even record it.
Well, it recorded, but I was trying to save it. And when I saved it, I saved the wrong thing on that file.
You know what excuses are like. And everybody's got one.
Go ahead.
No.
You're trying to make me feel bad.
I never make you feel bad. I have traveled across great distances to be here with you today, Dave.
So who wants to walk with Elias? So anyway, Laura Van Ness has asked Grado. Have you ever watched Grado on Impact?
No.
He's their comic relief, and he kind of looks like a young Dusty Rhodes, kind of chunky and the stuff, and he's from England. And they're running a storyline where he wants to become a U.S. citizen, but he's about to be deported, so he needs to get married. And he wanted to go out with Laura Van Ness, who... had been left at the altar, and blah, 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 blah. And now Laura Van Ness has fallen in love with Grado. She asks him to get married, and then they find out on the last Impact that she's from Canada, so it's not going to help his immigration at all. But it was kind of a clever little thing. So
Taryn Terrell's back.
Taryn Terrell. Remember the Dollhouse and how great they were? I love
the
Dollhouse.
It was a good year for women's wrestling.
It was.
You know, with the Dollhouse and the WWE Women's Division was coming up, and
that was when the everything was going on with women's wrestling. Taryn Terrell, with the storyline is that she's coming back to battle against Gail Kim, making sure Gail does not get the Impact Championship. She says she's going to retire. Gail does at the end of the year, and that's why Taryn Terrell says she came back. So.
Good.
Some interesting stuff going on in professional wrestling right now, I'm trying to watch as much as I can, trying to keep up with. But boy, it's tough
there's
with all these great promotions.
There,
there's a lot out there.
You think about the independents too, and that just—I mean, you could never. It piles it all on top, man.
Yeah, and one of our Facebook friends, Aiden, that is also a competitor and in UCW Zero. Mm-hmm. He was up in Portland and recently won a belt up there. He's cool. traveling every weekend. We're going to try to get him on there with us.
Cool.
And talk to him about his career. First time I saw him was at Comic-Con.
Oh.
And he's got a great personality. He really does. Because he was in the ring and they were doing a tag team and something didn't go right. And man, his nose started bleeding like a sieve. Blood was everywhere. And he's standing in the corner and he looks over at the crowd, looks over where I'm sitting and says, "Anybody got a Kleenex?" And blood's just pouring out of his nose. Oh. It was so funny. So we appreciate his work. And man, that's just about it right now.
Don't forget Saturday as well. Noon 30 is an EPW event.
Oh, this Saturday?
Yeah.
That's right. I might be able to make that one.
You let me know.
Yeah, we're going to have to think about that. Mm-hmm. I do know that October I want to go to the UCW.
Yeah.
If at all possible. So
let's get her done.
Yeah, independence, we encourage everyone to go to the independence. Absolutely. Try to go to an independent show.
Sometimes the independent shows are funner than WWE shows.
Exactly, because you get to see these guys. You get to meet them. You get to talk to them.
You can get tamales. At UCW.
That's right.
Tamales. Dude.
Yeah.
Can you get tamales at the E Center?
No.
If you could, they'd cost you $12.
And if you can get a good tamale, you don't want to wait till tomorrow to get your tamale. Get it now.
Exactly.
I forgot about the tamales. Mm. Can't wait to go to UCW again. So anyway, Zane, thank you so much. And once again, my apologies about the last time. That was so stupid of me.
Too late to apologize.
He hates me.
I never hate you. Thanks, Dave.
Okay. Thank you, man.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
Does that make us man tights?
I said, are we parasites? Call them niblets. That is a peach fresca he just opened up.
Dave has crackers on his in his kitchen. Can you get tamales at the E Center?
No.
If you could, they'd cost you $12. Are you pregnant?
I look it.
Next.
Yeah.